What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023, getting into the week here. As usual, it is a very, very busy news day. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to try and get through as much as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Julie is in our control room taking care of business today. And let's get right on into it. And we're going to start with the big story of the day, Carrie Lake's second election contest. The judge rules against her, dismissing the case. The opinion was this tortuous cherry-picking, you know, find a way to justify getting the case thrown on out. And basically, he said the statute says that the county recorder, if the county recorder is satisfied with the signature review, that's all that matters. And the judge said that's all that mattered to him. Now, the county recorder is an election fraud denier and obviously does not want there to be a problems. He started a PAC for other GOP election fraud deniers, was fine with the signature review process, and Thompson said that was really all that mattered. And I'm disappointed. Carrie Lake is disappointed. But this was not unexpected. I've been telling you all along, this government will never, ever allow election fraud to be admitted to or proven anywhere, or the whole swindle starts to unravel. Now, I know there was that one politician in West Virginia who went public saying that he saw evidence of fraud, but that's far from being a case in court. Now, Carrie Lake says she's on her way to the United States Supreme Court, but I wouldn't hold my breath, because remember when the 2020 election was over, there were all sorts of lawsuits regarding fraud from all across the country that were filed with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court refused to hear every single one of them. And of course, the Democrats said, well, that proves the election was honest. The Supreme Court says the election was honest. No, that's not what the Supreme Court said. They said, we're not going to listen. We don't want to see the evidence. You don't have standing, you know, and justices see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil, said that's going to be the end of it. Now, in Arizona, there was a law passed to ban electronic voting machines in the 2024 election, and Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed it. And then it turned out that under Arizona law, the legislature does have plenary power to set conditions for the elections. And so, yeah, they're going to clean these elections up, and they're going to go back to paper ballots and hand counting. Meanwhile, over in Georgia, the election case there lives on. Now, back in December of 2020, Todd Harding filed a case against Fulton County, Georgia, that alleged counterfeit ballots were inserted into the 2020 election. This case led to investigators and the public obtaining access to ballot images from Fulton County. Investigations, however, into the images provided by Fulton County seemed to leave more questions than answers. And even Georgia Governor Brian Kemp had questions regarding discrepancies in the hand count pointed out by David Cross and Joe Rossi. Now, the lawsuit was abruptly dismissed by Judge Brian Amaro in October 13th, 2021, for lack of standing. And the case was appealed. Amaro's ruling was upheld under a ruling in Henry County Board of Commissioners versus Sons of the Confederate Veterans case. However, the Sons of Confederate Veterans case made it to the Georgia Supreme Court, who struck down the appeals court decision. And so this case goes back to trial regarding potential counterfeit ballots. People are fighting this, and the more they see the justice system close ranks to protect the illusion that we have honest elections, the angrier people are getting. I know I'm angry. I am really angry. You know, don't recommend anger management. I am righteously ticked off right now. Now, James O'Keefe over at his new organization, the O'Keefe Media Group, has basically exposed a Democrat donations harvesting operation. And they went down to Missouri. They got video proof. And they basically went to the people whose names appeared on small donations and said, did you really make that donation? And they found out there was a lot of fraud there. Millions of dollars passed through this donation harvesting system, obviously to conceal the true source of where this money is coming from. There were hundreds of thousands of illegal drops across numerous states. Yeah, the system is completely, completely crooked. Now, back in 2022, the Gateway Pundit revealed that the Office of the Secretary of State in Colorado mistakenly sent a postcard to 30,000 illegal immigrants encouraging them to register to vote. Trust us, it was only an accident. There was nothing nefarious about any of this. It was just a database glitch. And in light of Biden's broken border and the millions of illegal immigrants swarming into our country, the significance of the glitch, cannot be underestimated. Now, over at the White House, Joe Biden needs distractions. He needs sympathy. He needs people to feel sorry for him. And so there was this incident where there was this rental truck that sort of bumped into the security gates at the White House twice. You know, it wasn't really going first, just kind of sort of tapped, backed up and tapped again. And the corporate media is out there saying, oh, it was an attack on the White House by white supremacists and Trump supporters. And conveniently, amazingly, they found a Nazi flag inside the truck, which was promptly spread out on the pavement to make sure the media got it in their pictures for their newspapers and TV shows. And frankly, nobody is buying this. There's an article over in Revolver.News, saying we deserve better false flags. It's like the FBI isn't even trying anymore. I mean, this one was sloppy. This one was as sloppy as that photo of Vince Foster's hand and gun that they put on out to prove that he committed suicide. And it was so badly done that anybody with any kind of film visual effects experience looked at it and said, this is a joke, which is what I did, which is what ended my career in Hollywood and launched me as a truth activist here. So anyway, the media is out there saying that this is a white supremacist and a Trump supporter. There is only one small problem with it. The driver of the truck has been identified as Sai Varshith Kundala. Okay, his ethnicity is Indian, as in, you know, Pakistan, India, that part of the world. He's not white. And nobody really knows if he's a Trump supporter. And yet everybody is already jumping on this thing to milk it for political gain. Chris Christie came on out saying what has happened in the Capitol today is reprehensible and un-American. An attack on our Capitol is an attack on democracy itself. Donald Trump must make it clear that this conduct must stop now. The Capitol must be cleared and Congress should be permitted to do its work. There is absolutely no indication that Donald Trump had anything to do with this. Like I said, this looks like another sloppy FBI's staged false flag. And, but they're already out there screaming about this. All righty. Now, an article out of The Federalist is saying the majority of Americans now know that regime media's favorite narratives are the fake news. This is from a Harvard Caps recent poll that received the most coverage. Was former President Donald Trump's lead over President Joe Biden. The poll also demonstrates that a majority of American voters disagree with the corporate media narratives. Glenn Greenwald drew attention to the report on Twitter over the weekend. And basically, according to the key results, a majority of Americans believe the allegations included in the Steele dossier and the Russian collusion stories are false, which has now been confirmed by the Durham report. The government is lying to you. The corporate media is lying to you. And they have the nerve to turn around and say it's the independent media that is putting out misinformation. We've got Barack Obama out there saying declare a national emergency and shut down the online independent media because we've lost control of the narrative. We can't lie the American people into higher taxes and less freedom and more wars. Is exactly what they're saying here. Now, E. Jean Carroll is back, and apparently in response to Trump's CNN town hall remarks, she is now claiming she is due additional damages, and she wants to go after Donald Trump again. Now, there is a lot of videos that E. Jean Carroll made herself expressing her points of view about sex and rape, and she's really kind of out there on a fringe. But obviously, she is part of the Democratic plot, if you will, to try and damage Trump, even as his poll numbers keep going higher. And with the release of the Durham reports, Trump's numbers have gone up. Now, Hillary Clinton had previously said she was going to endorse Joe Biden in 2024. I think she's changed her mind, and she's getting ready to throw her hat into the ring, her witch's hat in this case. And she's now out there saying that Clinton's age is a legitimate issue, and people have every right to consider it. And she made the comments Saturday at the Financial Times Weekend Festival. There's only one tiny issue with her trying to bring up Joe Biden's age. Hillary is only 5 years younger than Joe. So, you know, people who live in glass birthdays shouldn't throw candles. Now, over in Biden's own hometown, the senior citizens are starting to drop their support because they know what happens with age, okay? And, you know, inevitably aging takes things away from us. I know that personally myself. We're in that stage of life, to quote that line from Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, we're at the point in life where life stops giving us things and starts to take them away. And that's absolutely true here. Now, Joe's new campaign is out there. He's campaigning, saying that he needs another term to finish the job. That's true if wrecking the U.S. economy is his job, replacing American workers with illegal immigrants, maybe bankrupting our country by giving billions to corrupt foreign governments, maybe shutting down our fossil fuel industries. If that's his job, well, then, you know, he's going to be a shoo-in. I think, however, that that's not going to work. Now, Republicans are presumably going to nominate Donald Trump, unless he's assassinated or something by all those people who hate him. And everybody's saying, well, since Biden beat Trump in 2020, he's going to beat him again, right? Which says they're getting ready for another massive election fraud in 2024. And they don't care if you see it because the courts are never going to allow you to challenge it. The system is totally corrupt. We are living in a dictatorship. The elections are a theater presentation. Okay, you know, all the scoreboards on the media, that's just set dressing because the results are known ahead of time, and they just have a bunch of props out there like, you know, Dominion machines and so forth and so on. And by the way, Dominion says they're now going to go out of business. Their brand has been damaged, but I suspect that the hardware, software, and the same people will be back very soon under a different name. Okay. Now, when Biden was visiting with U.S. troops in Japan yesterday, he once again claimed that his son, Bo Biden, was killed while serving in Iraq. And, you know, I grieve for the loss of a child, okay, and I sympathize with Joe Biden and Jill Biden for having to go through that. But Bo Biden did not die in Iraq. Okay, he died from brain cancer at a hospital in Maryland, the United States of America. And yet Joe Biden keeps making the claim that he died in Iraq. And the problem is that either Joe Biden is really that mentally defective where he can't remember the truth, or he just figures, I'm just going to go on lying because I can do that. You know, I lie because I can, and the corporate media will back me up here. And in another moment of Bidenness, if you will, Joe Biden said former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi helped rescue the economy during the Great Depression. Now, I knew she was old, but I didn't realize she was that old. Okay, So another good argument for term limits here. All right. Meanwhile, a second IRS whistleblower has come forward in the criminal investigation of Hunter Biden. And the second whistleblower is basically saying, you know, he was with the agency for 13 years. He'd worked on the Hunter Biden probe, and it started in 2018. So this was going on for years. And he basically said he was fired for trying to do the right thing. But there has been a cover-up at the IRS for Hunter Biden for years now. They're protecting Hunter Biden, or they're protecting something that's in his tax returns that would really seriously annoy the American people. All righty. Now, we've been going back and forth over this FBI document, the FD 1023, that supposedly links Joe Biden to a cash for access criminal scheme, bribery, which is listed as one of the grounds for impeachment. And yesterday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the FBI was going to hand over the document. He'd made a phone call to FBI Director Chris Wray on Friday and said, the Congress has a right and we have the jurisdiction to oversee the FBI. Well, today the FBI is saying, no, we're not going to turn it over. And you can't make us. And, this is going to provoke a constitutional crisis because the FBI is operating outside the rules here. Representative James Comer is now calling on Congress, specifically the House of Representatives, to freeze the FBI's budget until they turn over the documents they request, which included the FD 1023 form and the classified documents Joe Biden had in his possession. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis has quietly changed his Twitter handle. He's dropped the FL, meaning Florida, ahead of his reported presidential bid announcement this week. And the latest word is it's going to be done in company with Elon Musk on a Twitter broadcast. So that is definitely going to happen. And I'll be interested in seeing how his poll numbers do after he actually officially declares for the presidency here. Now, this is kind of weird, and a lot of people are scratching their heads about this. Apparently, senators are being issued taxpayer-funded satellite phones, supposedly in preparation for, quote, a disruptive event, end quote. And apparently, 50 of the senators did take the phones, and basically, the senators are being told to keep the phones with them at all times. And you have to wonder, what is this all about? Now, getting on to corporate media and the argument between Fox News and Tucker Carlson and Twitter, supposedly Tucker Carlson was going to do a show on Twitter that Fox said, well, that was not in conflict with his non-compete clause. Then Fox News turned around and said, no, absolutely, that would violate your contract, and so no, you can't do that. They're trying to keep him silent until the 2024 election. Well, now apparently a lot of people at Fox News are saying they're threatening to air some of Fox's internal secrets, including workplace misconduct, extramarital affairs, all kinds of bad behavior, to try and put pressure on Fox. Now, getting on back to Daniel Penny, the Marine who stopped Jordan Neely, who was threatening people on the subway. And Neely's family was out there saying should be first-degree murder, no plea deal. And one of them was Jordan Neely's uncle, who was out there screaming, you know, for the death penalty and everything. Turns out he has just been arrested in New York City. He was caught with a knife and stolen credit cards. He's being charged with several larcenies. So I guess this kind of behavior runs in the family, okay? All right, we're coming up here on a break, and we're going to do some commercials and be back with more news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is just now breaking. The judge in the Stormy Daniels hush money case has set the criminal trial for March 25th of 2024. Right in the middle of the GOP primaries and just months before the presidential election. It doesn't get any more obvious than that this is just another political hatchet job on Donald Trump, and it underscores just how terrified they are that somebody not in their little private club is going to get into power. And it's getting ugly here. And you know, I would like to see Trump get back into office. I hope he would learn from the mistakes of the past, and he would go after these people with the entire authority of the executive branch. But they're going to do anything to stop him, and I mean anything. So remember what they did to Robert Kennedy when they thought he had a shot at the White House. Okay, now getting on to January 6th. In early December 2022, U.S. political prisoner Ryan Samsel called the Gateway Pundit to tell us he'd lost his phone privileges for several months And apparently the politicians were very angry that the Gateway pundit had exposed his story of prisoner abuse to the American public. Now, Ryan has not yet had his day in court. He's been in prison for over 2 years. He has been beaten, hogtied, abused, tied to a chair for 12 hours, and denied medical treatment for his injuries and precancerous growths. This is torture. This is cruel and unusual punishment, which is banned by the Constitution in the Bill of Rights. And it really tells you the true nature of our government. Maybe they've been this way all along, and it wasn't until the advent of the internet and independent media that the true nature of the government became known to the majority of the American people. All righty, let's get into COVID here. And the FDA has posted a tweet yesterday warning on the dangers of online disinformation. You know, be very careful of misinformation. And the FDA claims misinformation spreads 6 times faster than facts. And they ought to know, because back in August of 2021, the FDA posted a tweet where they claimed that ivermectin was a drug for horses and cows and really would not help humans with COVID-19. And, of course, today the FDA lists ivermectin as a legitimate approved treatment for COVID-19. They just didn't want it getting in the way of the vaccine program and all that money that was coming on in. Now, down in Australia, there's been a Freedom of Information request, and it shows that the Australian government made over 4,000 requests to online platforms to take down content related to COVID. Okay, and so, yes, there was censorship to protect the COVID narrative, to protect the vaccine company's profits, even at the expense of human life. And it turns out that the signal for myocarditis being linked to the vaccines was known as early as February 2021, but the FDA and the CDC hid it until they got the vaccine authorized for 12 to 15-year-olds in May of 2021. Protect the investment, protect the vaccine companies. And so, you know, we've got too many people around there anyway, and if some of them get hurt, well, that's more money for the medical-industrial complex, and if a bunch of them die, well, you know, we're overpopulated anyway. Now, over at the World Health Organization, which is still trying to push that pandemic treaty on the globe, they're now saying there's a disease coming. It's even going to be deadlier than COVID. They're doing the booga booga. You've got to sign this pandemic treaty, or this next disease is really going to cause all kinds of problems. And so they're using fear to drive the agenda of the World Global Pandemic Treaty. Now, here is the thing. The World Health Organization does not actually have any legal authority or sovereign authority to enter into treaties with countries. They simply don't. Okay? It's an administrative organization only. And, they just don't really legally have that power. But they're trying to sell this idea, and I guess the idea is if you're being told that your country has signed the Global Pandemic Treaty, that you will feel like, well, whatever the World Health Organization says we've got to do, that's what we've got to do, and so we're going to take this little jar of blue mud that cost me about $300 at the pharmacy, and I'm going to rub it into my belly button, good and hard, because that's what the World Health Organization says. All righty. Getting into the international news, the fighting continues in Ukraine. On the night of May 22nd, new wave of Russian strikes targeted Ukrainian military facilities throughout the country. Explosions again thundered in several regions in southern, eastern, and central Ukraine. Kiev is hiding the losses. And apparently the strikes hit targets in the Kharkiv region. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the situation in Ukraine. And apparently, Russia has evacuated 9 border villages and say that they're concerned as pro-Ukraine fighters are actually starting to capture territory within Russia's Belgorod region. And so that is certainly going to ranch the tensions between Ukraine and Russia. And there's another article on this one saying that Ukrainian commandos strike inside Russia after Sullivan okays hitting Crimea. This is U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. And he told CNN that President Joe Biden now approves Ukraine striking Crimea. And so it's escalating. Now, one thing in all this news reporting we have to keep in mind is that truth is the first casualty of war. And, you know, Kiev is denying Russia's claims of advances. Kiev is insisting that they're victorious over Russian forces, and it goes back and forth. And I want to remind everybody of an incident in World War II called the Gliwice Incident. And this was a hoax perpetrated by Nazi Germany. And they sent undercover operatives to attack the radio station in Gliwice, Germany, and to blame it on Poland. In fact, they took along a Polish prisoner and shot and killed him and left the body to be found there. And this was deemed as justification by Nazi Germany to invade Poland. So we always have to be, you know, looking for these kind of false flag incidents. The Lusitania was smuggling weapons to Great Britain and was a legitimate target of the war. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Saddam's nuclear weapons. I mean, we've been through this so many times. You know, skepticism is your best friend right now. Now, speaking of Poland, there's an interesting YouTube video, and it says Poland is preparing for full-scale war against Russia because they see Russia as actually being quite a bit weaker than they were in World War II. Now, in World War II, the Russians were just amazing in defense of their own country against the Nazis. And Poland thinks they're just not there anymore. They're not being as aggressive in Ukraine, which I think is Putin trying not to escalate the situation any more than he needs to. But apparently Poland is looking at stepping on in. That would, of course, open the door for NATO to come on in, and we would truly be in a world war here. All right, down in Iran, we're seeing this story, and this is coming out of the Times of Israel, so the usual grain of salt. And it claims that Iranian workers are building a new nuclear facility so deep in the earth that it is beyond the range of U.S. bunker busters. Okay, and the U.S. has come up with these weapons designed to destroy deep bunkers. This site is going to be below it. And, of course, Israel's claiming that, you know, this is going to be where Iran will be building their nuclear weapons. And, of course, Israel has been saying that Iran is just weeks away from nuclear weapons for 30 years now. So, anyway, the Times of Israel has deleted a column that actually called for the obliteration of Palestine. And this was on the same day that nationalists marched through occupied East Jerusalem, chanting death to Arabs. And the now deleted column said, Palestine must be obliterated in order to make peace. And boy, if we'd had that same idea during the Civil War, we'd be missing a large chunk of the country today. No, there are many paths to peace, you know, other than obliteration. Being peaceful. Deciding I'm not going to kill anybody today, that's a good one. That's a good path to peace. Now, this next one is incredibly dangerous, okay? And Congressman Dan Crenshaw is saying that the response to the flood of fentanyl and other drugs coming in from Mexico should be military action against the cartels. Now, he's obviously a big fan of Tom Clancy and Clear and Present Danger, which is a book and a movie, Dan. Please keep that in mind. But he's actually saying we're going to send down military forces to work with the Mexican authorities to take down the cartels. You know, those cartels that the U.S. gave all those guns to during Operation Fast and Furious. And I think this is a very, very dumb thing for this reason. Okay. We have millions of Mexicans here in the United States, many of them linked to the cartels. And if the U.S. starts a military operation in Mexico, what are these millions of Mexicans already across our border likely to do? Just think about that for a few minutes. Dan Crenshaw did not think this one all the way through. And that's kind of a chronic problem with our politicians. They come up with an idea that sounds really good, and they're out there in front of the cameras and the microphone, and they really don't think it all the way through to best case, worst case, and middle case. Okay. Now, here's an interesting story. Apparently, the Idaho Air National Guard airmen are being trained for combat. And this strikes me as kind of a little bit odd because pilots and flight crews normally don't do ground combat. but apparently the justification is that we could run out of aircraft at some point in the future. and that these airmen would have to be converted to infantrymen, which actually did happen on many occasions in World War II. Patton had to do it. So anyway, now, this is an interesting story. NATO did a study on nations' ranks in democracy, okay? And the results were rather surprising because NATO polled the people in 53 countries, some of which are in NATO and some of which aren't, and asked them if they believe my country is democratic. And they found out the United States was 35 down from the top, probably because of all the rigged elections. China was at number 6. Russia was at 43. And that two of the most anti-Russian countries on the list were near the very bottom. Poland was at 50. Ukraine was at 17. Ukraine had been 47 out of 53 nations back in the 2020 poll. Maybe they're fudging that poll here. Anyway, since NATO hid the results instead of publicizing them, the complete list has finally been leaked for the first time. But for the United States, which proclaims that it's the champion of democracy around the world, to come in at 35, that's in the bottom half. That is really kind of shameful. Okay, let's talk about the economy now here. The debt ceiling issue is still all over the place. And the Treasury Department is now floating the idea about delaying some payments as the debt ceiling deadline nears. In other words, in order to avoid a default, some expected payments will be put off. They'll be deferred so that there is still money in the Treasury to make sure that we can go on buying bullets and bombs for Zelensky here. Now, Kevin McCarthy is out there saying a simple way for the Democrats to avoid default is to pass the Limit, Save, Grow Act in the Senate. With just 9 days left to go, Republicans remain the only ones in Washington who have actually done anything to lift the debt limit and avoid default. And all they're asking is there've got to be some prudent spending cuts along the way. Representative Pramila Jayapal is out there saying there will be a huge backlash in the streets if there are any spending cuts, which sounds like a threat to me. It sounds like an incitement to violence. How very Antifa of her. Now, Jamie Dimon is warning that quantitative tightening will lead to more bank failures. And yes, as there is less money in circulation, it's going to start hitting those banks. Jamie Dimon said, I'm probably more concerned about quantitative tightening than anybody in this room. Okay, Disney is beginning their third round of layoffs. 2,500 jobs have been cut, and more are coming this summer. Apparently, the expectations of attendance to the amusement parks are not all that high, and they're still doubling down on LGBT and social justice issues. Disney just closed down their immersive Star Wars experience hotel. You would go there and stay for 2 days, and you would basically live a Star Wars adventure. And it sounded like it was a lot of fun. But apparently the price has just gotten too high. People are still making reservations for it. But Disney is just saying they're just not making enough money off of it. Amazon is going to lay off 9,000 more employees in just the next few weeks. This is after Amazon cut 18,000 employees between November 2022 and January of 2023. Okay. Now, up in Chicago, the new mayor is pushing all kinds of tax policies. He's actually got an economic plan titled, First We Get the Money. And he's aiming the new taxes at the financial industry, because he figures that they've got the money. You know, forget about taxing the poor. They don't have anything. Let's go after, you know, the financial industries here. And apparently the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is saying they're going to leave the city. They're going to change locations and take the exchange to a more business-friendly, tax-friendly environment here. So anyway, wasting away again in Bidenville. I hope Jimmy Buffett doesn't sue. Core inflation rate is up 244% under Biden. Food is now up 46%. Gasoline prices are up 60%. Rental growth up 268%. The U.S. middle class is wasting away. That's deliberate. Every tyranny in history gets rid of the middle class because it's from the middle class that opposition to tyranny and oligarchy rises. That was the case in the French Revolution. It was the case in the American Revolution. And the Soviet Union avoided that by designing an economic system, socialism or communism, where there was no middle class. And that may be one of the reasons why the Democrats are trying to turn us into a socialist country, so there won't be anybody in the general population able to stand up and resist things like Drag Queen Story Hour and all the rest of that other stuff here. All righty, another story here. We talk about homelessness in America. We've been talking a lot about the homeless veterans who deserve better. It turns out a large percentage of the homeless are elderly, senior citizens, okay? We're talking about people over 65 who have been basically let down by the social safety net, and it's shameful. If we have one homeless person in this country, the government has no business sending a penny of our tax money to any other country. That's how I see it. Okay. Over at watcher.guru, they've got an article talking about all these other countries that are starting to make noises about joining BRICS. Now, BRICS originally was Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And they're working on developing a new common currency. And there is speculation that the oil-rich Middle East nations would accept it as being preferable over the U.S. dollar, which the U.S. government has a tendency to use to coerce compliance with U.S. policy. Now, getting on back to Chicago, there's a video on social media of a lobby in a Chicago police station. It is filled with mattresses and illegal immigrants, and the city is struggling to house around 200 new illegal immigrants arriving every single day. Officials are saying they cannot afford to rent hotel rooms for the more than 8,000 migrants that have arrived in their city. They're asking for more federal funds. They're basically out there saying, we need to defuse the illegal immigrants across the country. Every little town should take in, you know, one or two dozen, and we'll absorb this new population. And no, I think really closing the border, hunting down anybody who is not here legally and shipping them back to the border, that should be the priority. And, you know, there was an interesting graphic that was out there on Twitter saying, why is our military over in Ukraine when the invasion is happening at the southern border? Getting into wokeism here, this one really annoys me. The Minnesota legislature approved an omnibus health bill that repeals a bipartisan measure protecting newborns and a bipartisan program supporting pregnant women who want to carry their babies to term and then offer them up for adoption. And basically, this new bill allows infanticide and revoking care for babies who survive an abortion. Okay? I mean, that's really scary. There's another video that's over on Twitter of a professional abortionist who says that the first thing she does when she's aborting a baby is to cut the vocal cords so the baby can't scream. Now, this kind of undermines this whole argument we get from the pro-abortion people that the baby doesn't really feel any pain because it's not, you know, evolved or grown enough to feel any pain. And here we have an abortionist saying, I got to cut those vocal cords or the screams are going to be all over the place here. All righty. The Anheuser-Busch Dylan Mulvaney fiasco is continuing. And it's reached the point where Anheuser-Busch is now offering to buy the unsold cases of Bud Light back from the retailers. They do have expiration dates. And so, the boycotts are dogging the brand in the wake of the deal. And, you know, by mid-May, Bud Light sales were down 28% in comparison with 2022 sales for the same time period. So it really hit them hard. Now, over at Target, okay, where there was a big stink over this LGBTQ clothing for babies and infants and tuck bathing suits for everything, they're now holding an emergency meeting on what they're going to do because they don't want to get hit with a Bud Light boycott, and there's already calls for one. And so they're basically talking about maybe not carrying those items at all, or maybe taking them out from the front of the store where everybody can see them and have them over in a corner where anybody who wants them can be directed. That's what Walmart is doing. We, at our Walmart, it's a very tiny LGBTQ section, but it's small and it's kind of discreetly out of the way. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about wokeness, if you will. And Ford Motors Company used to be considered patriotic and American and conservative, and they have now gone woke. They're on the far left gay and transgender bandwagon. They've released two new commercials redefining tough, obviously pandering to the gay and transgender community. Now, they're making the same mistake that Bud Light did. They're abandoning their base customer, their customer base, their market. Ford's customer base is straight men who buy F-150s. Their brand was that they made the toughest, most reliable trucks for construction workers, farmers, and everyday men. But now they're torching decades of goodwill to drink the Kool-Aid. And so the trucks now come with rainbows across the whole side. And it's nonsense here. And, you know, Ford is shooting itself in the head. There are better trucks on the market. The F-150s are notorious for falling apart after only a few years. And their entire business model, like most of corporate America, is planned obsolescence, where the trucks are designed to wear out quickly, forcing owners to pay for expensive repairs or build or buy new cars, okay? And meanwhile, Toyota and other car makers are eating Ford's lunch by making trucks that don't fall apart after hitting 20,000 miles. So anyway, there was this video on social media, and it's of a TikTok personality, Big Curvy Olivia, and she is a plus size. In fact, it's a plus, 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 plus size. And she made a video about how difficult it was for her to squeeze down the aisle between the seats on an airliner. And she came on out there saying that airlines are discriminatory because they're not making their aisles wider for morbidly obese individuals. Okay, the problem is obviously not the airline. The problem is being morbidly obese. And, you know, it's unhealthy. You know, and anytime you talk about somebody being, you know, you shouldn't be that heavy to say, oh, you're fat shaming me. You're fat shaming me. No, we're concerned about your health. You carry that much weight, you're going to die. Anyway, over in Michigan, the governor has signed a new red flag law, regarding gun control if people are showing weird behavior like voting for Biden. And they're already saying it may not be enforceable. So it may just be symbolic. A number of local sheriffs are saying they're not going to enforce the law because they don't believe it's constitutional. Anyway, we keep hearing that the Nazis, you know, had the strictest gun control in history. And it actually turns out to be another myth of Nazi Germany. Now, during the Weimar Republic, there was a lot of strict gun control. But as the Nazis came to power, that all got relaxed. And the result was a dramatic increasing in the number of guns on the street, the number of people openly carrying. It was a very gun-friendly country. I mean, they had other problems, but again, it was a lie to say that, you know, Hitler banned all guns. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are now open, 512-248-8252. We've already got a caller waiting. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.